Hey there, my name is Pat, and I just wanted to let you know, depending on how you may have stumbled upon this recording, that you are listening to Pat Radio Program 89. A complete playlist is available at patradio.org. Just click on the blog link and scroll until you find Program 89. Now let's get started with our guests this week, Adam and BJ from Columbus Discount Records. All right, with me tonight is Adam Smith and BJ Holsapple of Columbus Discount Records, and thought I'd talk to them about the record label, the genesis of it, all that good stuff. So I think I'll just go ahead and turn it over to them. First of all, I guess, how did Columbus Discount Recording start? How many years have you been around? All that good stuff.
Okay, so basically we started recording our friends' bands in our house for bottles of whiskey. From there, we realized that we sort of had a lot of recordings of a lot of bands that were really good that were never going to be released by anyone. So we decided to start releasing their records. That's sort of the Reader's Digest version of how Columbus Discount Recording turned into Columbus Discount Records.
I guess you've got some current releases coming up or stuff that you'd like to play for us this evening. Why don't we just get started with that?
Boy, howdy, yes.
Please do.
All right, what are we going to hear first here?
First is Last Hurrah by Tommy J from the upcoming reissue of his Tall Tales of Trauma, Tommy J's Tall Tales of Trauma album.
People came over to my place. It's just the same old pace. It's my last hurrah, and I don't know what's going to happen to me. It's my last hurrah. It's my last hurrah. It's my last hurrah, and I don't know what is going to happen. Well, I think it's about time I try to get in line. This sorry life I'm living. When they sent me to ask to put the booze in the drawer, so I remit him. It's my last hurrah. It's my last hurrah. It's my last hurrah. And I'm going. Thank you.
Okay, that was Grafton on Pat Radio, and I'm going to let Adam tell us a little bit more.
Let me see, that was Grafton with We've Got Nothing Left off of Jumpstart Wire, which is our co-release with Dead Canary Records. Before that, you heard Night of Pleasure with Caesar's Palace off their debut 7-inch out on Columbus Discount. Before that, you heard LG's DiMagico with LG&O off of the Funeral Home Session, which is freshly out on CDR. And before that, you heard Tommy J with Lasser Off, the upcoming reissue of Tom's Tall Tales of Trauma.
Okay. Mm. Speaking of CDR, you guys have been doing this for about 4 years.
Indeed.
And how many releases are we up to?
We've got, 17 are out now, and we've got up through 22 ready to go.
Okay.
Planned out.
We're staring down. Well, let me see. We just stuffed our 19th release into sleeves today. And our 20th release is off to the Czech Republic to be pressed LPs. So, you know, by the at the end of the year, we should have 22 records
out. We're now wringing our hands evilly and plotting for the release of number 21 and 22.
Yeah. Off to the Czech Republic, you say?
So the Czech Republic. That's we our LPs are pressed there.
Huh.
Because they have virgin vinyl there, which you can't get in the States, from what I'm told.
Oh, really?
Because of...
Because it's highly,
it's highly cancerous. Yeah. They have looser laws there than the EPA.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We talked to our vinyl rep, and he went and toured the facility and talked to a woman, and he was like, "Oh, you know, where do you get your virgin vinyl?" She's like, "We don't know.
Comes on truck,
you know." So it sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
It's worth. You know, destroying the environment of an impoverished
of a third world nation,
just so we can have really good sound and LPs.
Sorry, Alex.
So, yeah, are you mainly doing vinyl? Or are you mainly doing singles?
Yeah, mainly
CDs don't sell for shit.
Mainly vinyl and mainly singles. Yeah, the singles we all do in town, even not even in the States, in town at Music Hall.
Music Hall. There's other places that will do it for about as cheap, but Music Hall, it's in town. It's got a lot of history. All the early kind of Columbus punk rock singles were pressed there, and you know the early Bass Holes and Gibson Brothers stuff was all recorded there. So it has, you know, they cut everything on this old 42 Scully, and John Hall's the mastering guy. He's like, you know, in his 70s, and he's like a genius, and it has just this great shit Columbus sound. You know,
yeah, it's the sound we grew up on. So we're very. We're very endeared to it.
So that's where we press our singles in town. Because, you know, you can put on the single and go like, oh, that's exactly what the Jim Motherfucker 7-inch sounds like. That's great, you know. But for the LPs, I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a big investment. So you want to do them in a place that can, you know, has the good sound stuff. But, yeah, we mainly do vinyl. CDs don't do very well, you know, at this point. The people who kind of buy our records buy vinyl records.
Yeah. So.
And while we're on the topic, where can they buy them?
You can get a mail order direct through our website. We do 100 mail order direct every run. And if you buy all three, we'll send you the CD Arca sampler, which is basically a mixtape of all our selections from all our releases in mono. yeah.
And some other stuff.
Some weird live Times of Viking stuff, and you know, and so on and so forth. Stuff that will never be released, stuff that's been released, stuff that's unreleased. Or you can get it through, you know, you can go to your local record store, anybody that deals with
your local Revolver. Mom and pop Revolver. We do Matador Direct as well, and Revolver and Carrot Top do our distribution. So it's pretty across the country as far as the mom and pop indie stores, it's pretty widely distributed these days.
Yeah.
We're going to head into a Mike Rep set now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the
first is Lemuria, I think, right?
Yeah, which is on the Mike Rep 10-inch we're currently working on, as a matter of fact.
Should be out at the beginning of 08.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. dawn to dawn, my eyes see many things. Forever changing like a hazy dream. But all the while your story lies in ruin. A shattered sphinx that looks on long forgotten ruins. Lumberia. Across the silent sea, it's telling tales of how you used to be. A shadowed beacon shines inside my mind. It's telling me about a life I left behind, yeah. Lumberia.
shit was in the box that I found. There's really nothing better. There's really nothing better. There's really nothing better than a box of records. There's really nothing better. There's really nothing better. There's really nothing better than a box of records.
hunter, nomad searching, searching, searching for in love. Golden scavenger eagles scoping in on prey above. Those that can't survive it live to feel that they're in love. Searching, searching, searching for in love. In love. In love. In love. Wanna know what it's like to be in love again. Searching, searching the ground for love. Climbing every mountain till they find their love. Some may die of hunger, some may be smitten down from above. Searching, searching, searching for in love. In love. Wanna know what it's like to be in love again. In love. Wanna chill down my spine and love in my throat. In love again. Makes it higher, makes it fly when you're in love. They say the stars shine brighter, brighter for you in love. They say the earth moves around you, that's when you know that you're in love. Winter, no matter. Searching for in love. In love. Wanna know what it's like to be in love again. In love. Wanna be in love again. In love. Wanna know, wanna feel, wanna know to be in love again. In love. Wanna be in love again.
All right, we're back with Adam and BJ, and this time BJ is going to do the back announce and let us know what we just heard.
Last there was Tommy J with Winter Nomad from the same, the Tommy J's Tall Tales of Trauma album that we are reissuing.
That was a request by
Will Foster. That's for you, Will. And before that was Necropolis with Cocksucker Bastard Motherfucker from the Working Man / Cocksucker Bastard Motherfucker 7-inch, which is available a few places here locally, but has not hit its national release date yet. And before that was Guinea Worms with Box of Records, also soon to be released, probably in by October sometime, something like that. And we started off with Lemuria from Mike Rep and the Quotas from the upcoming Mike Rep and the Quotas 10-inch, which will be out in early 08.
Okay. You gents are in Necropolis, are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. We are. Guilty as charged.
How long has Necropolis been around?
I don't know. A million years.
Windy. when the sulfur still boiled on the face of planet Earth. About 5 years.
Yeah, and Acropolis went through a lot of incarnations.
Yeah, so. it was like Bo, our singer, it was kind of his vehicle for just stuff he'd recorded at home, and then I joined, and some other guys joined, and
then I joined.
A
lot of people got kicked out.
A lot of people dropped out for personal reasons. Physical injuries and whatnot, and so we eventually came to the lineup we have today.
So we're in Acropolis. So, and the set of stuff, you mind if I go on a little tear?
Go ahead.
The set of stuff for that, but you know that whole set of stuff, the Tommy J, the Acropolis, the Guinea Worms, and the mic rep thing. That was sort of a mic rep set.
All but the Tommy J stuff, yeah, he recorded or was involved in the recording of, and the directly recorded the Acropolis and Guinea Worm stuff.
Right. And okay.
For listeners who might not know who Mike Rep is, why don't you tell us a little bit about him?
How do you describe Mike Rep?
You can only try.
Yeah.
Mike is best known for doing the, you know, he recorded the first few Gotta Buy Voices stuff. First few releases, Propeller, and he did the Yips, and
Thomas Jefferson's Slave Apartment,
Strapping Field Hands. But in the, you know, the mid '70s, he put out what would arguably be some of the first punk rock DIY 7-inches and whatnot.
Yeah, by his band, The True Believers. But you know, with Mike, he's sort of part of the continuum that, you know, us real severe record nerds get into with V3 and Nudge Squidfish and Tommy and Mike Rep. It's, you know, it kind of becomes this whole little universe of
mid Ohio.
Yeah, recordings, yeah. Kind of in a vacuum. So everything on that last set, Mike had a hand in.
Yeah,
so.
Where are we going from here? What are we going to hear next?
This is kind of a potpourri. Yeah, this is the grab bag.
Yeah.
4 or 5 songs. The first one is a Jordan O'Jordan song that is unreleased. That actually we probably won't be releasing. And then an Unholy 2 song that probably will never see the light of day. Psychedelic Horseshit song from one of their paper singles.
Oh no, that's from the 7-inch.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Funny Detectives is from the 7-inch release that is sold out, but will be most likely reissued within the next year, perhaps a little differently.
And the Stapler with Cavalry Lasers, because we just like the Stapler and they haven't played in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Told you twice about the fall of civil things. I don't know if you heard me twice about the fall of civil things, but we both did survive all you saw. There must be some bit of truth in it. So let's grow our hair real long, and if we're lucky it might take some root inside the sandy soil, meet the arches of our tired foot, and send up from our weary feet nutrition so we'll never have to eat. But now we don't know what's wrong. We don't know what's wrong. We just know there's something that we can't put our little thing down. Now maybe if we're clever, we'll sort of gather our own clothes. Now have you ever thought about constructing your own homemade clothes? Traditions we'll throw bread upon, we'll stitch ourselves an octagon and silk. And in this raiment will those run like mummers, make a masquerade, recruiting other revelers, condensing into a parade that sweeps through Sunset City streets and trash back no padded sheets again. But still we don't know what's wrong. We don't know what's wrong. We just know there's something that we can't put our little thing on. So let's blow up big balloons and send them soaring into outer space.
face, then just before they're out of reach, we'll grab on. Soar up into space, who cares? The stupid oxygen will die and just begin again from here. And maybe in our second time around, we'll both be bumblebees. Now can you just imagine us two, both as baby bumblebees? That frown between stress, hurry up, we'll sip from every flower coming down. Cause man, she don't know what's gone. She don't know what's gone. She just knows there's something that she can't put her little feel on. Now if our honey life don't suit us, let's be killer whales instead. Now wouldn't that be super sweet if we were killer whales instead? Just swimming through those seas and sounds, passing time by eating pounds of fish. Or water, yeah dear, let's be water. Simple polar molecules will bounce around, bond with other simple polar molecules, interact by seeming chance involved in an atomic dance so sweet. But still, we don't know what's wrong. We don't know what's wrong. Thank you.
just wondering what it was. What a night. My girl Scott hit the case, such a joyous delight. This time we're building these as soon as they're silent. The bumps, pots, and pans even cease to be violent. It's time to move to call the squadrons. Might as well move along. We got more than enough phony detectives.
That was a stapler doing Cavalry Lasers from Metaphysical Haircuts. And if you want to know what the other stuff was, you can go to patradio.org/blogs and check out my playlist.
Bam!
Yeah. And right now we're going to hear some more Columbus music, and Adam and BJ are going to fill us in.
Okay, so the first song is Walk Into the Sea by the Cheater Slicks off of Walk Into the Sea, which Dead Canary just put out this year. Cheater Six is one of our favorite bands in town. So this whole next set is just kind of Columbus bands that we haven't released anything. You know, we have nothing to do with release-wise, but they were kind of our favorite bands
growing up, and sort of instrumental in sort of our even moving here and being able to do what we do.
Starting a record label,
yeah.
And
so there'll
so
be
on
a,
and so forth. So.
Be a Gaunt song and a Harry Pat Band song and a V3 song, I believe, in there.
Yeah, sure.
after the Cheater Slicks.
I want to thank you guys for doing the Pat Radio thing. It's cool to get to know you, and we'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you.
boo and tell me how you got here. Came through my world without a sound. If you can tell me how you were crowned queen of the underground. I will not ask you many questions about your past, where you came from. You don't have to give me case history, queen of the underground. Your name spoken by Kim Fowley. He tried to sign you and you turned him down. I heard your music on a tape that Artless had. Queen of the underground. Queen of the underground. Queen of the underground. I heard of your distance. I heard you keep coming round. And now you're there across the table from me. Queen of the underground. Queen of the underground. Queen of the underground, motherfucker. Underground. We know they're underground, motherfucker.
V3, that was Queen of the Underground. We started with Harry.
V3 on Pat Radio, doing a song called Queen of the Underground from Live at Bernie's 1997, which is an unreleased gem that Adam and BJ left me with. Before V3, we had Harry Pat Band doing a track called Red Red Car from their last session before the band broke up. That's also unreleased. Gaunt before that did Flying from the Turn to Ash 7-inch, which was on Potential Ashtray Records. And as Adam mentioned at the top of that set, Cheater Slicks doing Walk into the Sea. That's going to about do it for Pat Radio this time around. I've got one more V3 track from that Bernie's thing called Your Uncle, and I'll have that up here in a minute. And I want to remind you that Pat Radio is on all the time, day and night. And I sit at my desk at work, bored out of my mind all day long. So I welcome your requests. Email them to me at patradio@gmail.com, and I will do my best to make your workday a little less dull. Until next time.
We'll be right back. Remember Long Island, picnics in the yard. No bullshit, no doubt, no assholes trying to get it hard. Remember your uncle, remember his house. He turned you on to heroin, X and Dowhouse. He's your uncle, you're his niece. How crazy a relationship for blood ties, crack, and peace.